Didn't we say something about penises in there?
All I'm saying is that Boomer's a cum-guzzling gutter slut. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Battlestar Brothel. It's going to be episodes number 11 and 12 because Resurrection Ship was a two-part episode.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just called Resurrection or Resurrection Ship?
I think it was called Resurrection Ship.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll just jumble them both together since it's nearly impossible to watch them singularly and pause
right.
And, you know, go about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I am wonderful.
Excellent. I got mad at you because 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
we watched the episode Pegasus, which ends with a to be continued. But,
yep.
I mean, it wasn't a complete edge of your seat to be continued for me, so I didn't
okay.
have trouble, like, waiting.
Right. Well, okay, so this was a to be continued where, at this point, Tyrell and What's-His-Nuts are captured, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Commander Adama says, he's going to get a different name, by the way. But Commander Adama says...
Oh, yeah, he's Admiral, isn't he?
Yeah, it's awesome. But he's like, I'm going to get my men back. And he, like, you know,
yeah.
tells his...
So, yeah, you have a showdown between Kane's Vipers and Adama's Vipers.
I thought that was, the like, an edge-of-your-seat type of situation.
See, I thought him asking Starbuck to kill Kane was a little more... edge
yeah,
of my
but,
seat, you know?
But we didn't know about that yet, right?
I don't remember.
I don't know if that was at the end of that episode or not.
I just remember at the end of the episode that I was watching, I was like, oh, fuck, and I had to keep watching. I couldn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so I got really mad at you for doing that, and then today,
mm-hmm.
because I watched them both back-to-back, I totally understand.
Good.
So
I'm glad I've been redeemed.
Yeah.
That, whoa, is this like a first ever... apology on Rancor's Brothel from Matt to Dustin?
No.
Oh. This is just, maybe it's the first one that I've ever noticed.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago when you were being like all upset and I was like, I'm so sorry, Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
So, blah. Anyway. So, yes, I was wrongfully upset at you because it was very compelling television and I couldn't stop, so.
That's fair.
Kudos to you.
Oh,
I was giving you all sorts of shit. I was making fun of, like, your willpower. I was like, how are you skinnier than me? Like, this is bullshit. How come you don't smoke?
Why aren't you a drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you just call me a drunk?
No, I'm saying I'm a drunk. I'm not a drunk. Right?
Speaking of smoking, just so our listeners know, I am enjoying the TKO, the Totally Knockout Vapor Torpedo. You can find that at www.tkovapor.com, and if you use the offer code RANCOR at checkout, you get 25% off. So vaporize today, guys. Quit smoking. Give the gift of life to somebody you know and love, and get them to vaporize shit, because that just sounds so much cooler than smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, isn't that what, like, a laser cannon would do? Wouldn't that vaporize something?
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah, this is my vaporizer. That's what I do. It's my vape.
Your laser cannon.
It's my vaping. My vaping gun.
Indeed. Mm. It really, I think smoking one of those cigarettes turns heads. Like, a lot of people, like, ask questions about it, and they think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, this weekend when my cousin asked me why I was sucking on a robot penis. He's a little awesome. Cynical, though, so let's ignore him.
Okay, fair.
Anyway, I'm vaping a mango flavor right now, and it's fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just throwing that out there. If you want to get a flavor to try, get fucking mango. Anyway, the show.
Yes, the show.
You want to start at the beginning?
Of the show? Well, in the first episode, Cylon 6 walks into this room, and there's a human waiting there for her.
Then she stabs a baby or breaks its neck.
Yep, she breaks his neck, and now...
Neck-breaking bitch, and she done got raped.
And then some things happen, and then we have Admiral Adama.
All right, the beginning of the first episode of Resurrection Ship.
Yes.
you have the face-off of the Vipers from Pegasus and Galactica. Mm-hmm. And they all stand down at the last minute because they think that they have detected
A Cylon ship,
and it was really just Starbuck.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back from her fucking bitchin' reconnaissance mission.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the resurrection ship when you saw the close-up shots of it?
I thought it looked like a piece of computer equipment with a bunch of like ridges in it, and it looked very electronic to me.
See, now I'll go on the flip side of that. It put me in a mind of stained glass windows in a church.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
So you were thinking like computer network, like mm-hmm. you know, one of those big towers.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that as well. Look at that. Agree to disagree.
Aw, look at us being friends. Isn't that fun?
This is nice.
Hate you.
Fuck you. You know what? Operation Orange or whatever the fuck the kill order was.
Oh yeah.
Brenton, Operation Orange. Attack Dustin.
Natalie. The ship has landed.
No, I think it was Fallout.
Yeah, something crazy like that.
Anyway.
Of course I wouldn't use what they said on Battlestar Galactica to activate Natalie's kill code.
Sure. Because her kill code would be like, play a violin concerto.
That's like every day. She just attempts to kill you every single day.
She really does.
Yep. On my orders.
Shut the fuck up. We have Thrace again being commended for going against orders.
Mm-hmm. That's like her MO.
Yeah, she's promoted to CAG, so she is in charge of all the Vipers on the Pegasus.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny. And then you have the demotion of Apollo.
Yeah, I think Apollo was a little upset that Starbuck gets promoted and he gets demoted.
Well, you know, something that they had kind of toyed with was the idea of there being a budding romance between Dee and Apollo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen it a little bit.
You see, like, a couple episodes ago, they were sparring in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo and Dee, and it was kind of getting a little hot and heavy, a little tense. But mm-hmm. In this episode, when he is still recovering from hypoxia, and Starbuck's in there talking to him, like, Dee is waiting outside, like, eavesdropping.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're just, like, giving us little glimpses, and that's going to be one of the main themes of an episode at some point.
Well, see, now, I think I read that the show creator, he did an accompaniment podcast when every episode came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in one of the – I think he said that it was actually – that those scenes were cut to not have that idea in there.
Okay.
So now we just have like these awkward points where Dee is just really way too close to Apollo for no reason at all.
That's so kind of creepy.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to play into the future of the show or not. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just a weird editing choice, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, we'll see.
Of course, at home right now, Chad's saying, "You fucking idiot, they end up married. They have little Apollo Dee babies."
Yeah, so, but they're actually Cylons.
They're one half Cylon. Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
So, this show couldn't have had more strong female characters if Joss Whedon wrote it.
Yeah, we've got the president, we've got Kane, Cylon 6, mm-hmm. Dee,
Starbuck.
Boomer. Starbuck. I keep forgetting Starbuck's a girl.
Because of her broad shoulders?
Yeah, and her dick.
Oh, my God. You went there really quick.
You know she's got more balls than both of us put together.
She wears her ovaries on the outside. That's all we're saying.
Indeed.
Mm. So, Roslyn has less than 2 weeks to live at this juncture.
Mm-hmm.
Insofar as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read The Da Vinci Code, Dustin? It's a silly question.
Believe it or not, I have.
No shit.
Yeah, that's one of the books, one of the handful of books I've ever read.
Nice. Was it a pop-up?
Yes, actually, there were parts where I could like color in with crayon, and it was exciting.
You had to color your own Mona Lisa.
Yeah, and it was color by number.
Well, the idea here is her as the leader of all the peoples, mm-hmm. and being the prophet of God, or the gods, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think she is allegorically at this point representing Mary Magdalene, kind of, in a way. I mean, like, her name is Rosalind, which everything had to do with the rose and the sacred feminine in the Da Vinci Code. Mm-hmm. And even the little secret trail that you follow to find the Holy Grail in Paris was the Rose Line.
Yep.
That takes you to Rosalind Church.
Yep, that little church up on the hill.
Yeah, so... I was just kind of seeing some similarities today. I was probably just seeing what I wanted to see, but I don't know. I was just, my mind was playing with it today while I was watching the show, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. So then that would make Adama Jesus Christ, because they kissed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a big moment, too.
Mm-hmm. A big moment, like, that you called a long fucking time ago, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody could see it. I mean,
everybody but me.
Smart.
Everybody but me. I did not think
you really didn't believe it?
No. But he wanted to, he went down on Cobalt to fucking kick her ass, remember?
Well, yeah.
I mean, he was ready to like take her prisoner. He had taken her prisoner before. Mm-hmm. He was ready to retrieve her and make her a prisoner again.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
So
sure does.
Thank God they do, because I'd just be really, really bored and unattracted to a woman that looked and talked like I do.
So, oh, boy.
That's all I'm saying. Thank you, Natalie. Yeah, shit. The kiss. Like, Joseph was playing on my iPad, and I go, oh, like that. I kind of gasped, and Joe started to mock me, as he's wont to do.
Uh-huh.
And he just kept going, like that. It was very cute and funny, but yeah, I figured it was going to happen when she called him Bill, and when he responded with her first name, Lauren, I was like, oh, they gonna fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fuck, but you know what I mean.
So the way to a man's heart is just to give him this awesome position in the military.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Give me a promotion and I'll follow you anywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's typically the other way around, but not in Battlestar Galactica.
No, the route to my heart is entirely through my stomach and or my penis.
Mm.
Depends on the mood I'm in.
Right.
Sometimes it's through my liver. Like you could buy me a couple rounds. I'd probably bed you well. I'm just saying. It worked for Natalie.
Do you think that would change the dynamic of the show?
What? If you and I had sex?
Yeah.
Yes, it would make it very awkward for you.
For me? Why for me?
Because I'm that good.
Oh, let's move on. Oh, boy.
Were you talking about the dynamic of the show itself, Battlestar Galactica?
No.
Oh, you did mean us? Okay, great. No, I if those two hooked up, I do believe it would be very weird, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they have sex in an episode, either if it's like right at the very end of the episode, then the next episode one of them dies.
And it's going to be her.
Well, it's got to be her, because I've already, you know, through like just incidental sightings, I know that, like I've said before, that Adama is in like 70 episodes of the show, so...
I really do want to read more about Battlestar Galactica and look up applications you can download on your phone and stuff. But I'm so afraid of seeing little glimpses. I don't want to. I want to be surprised.
Like, I got to be so careful. Like, I go the same route every week when we do these shows. I go to Google and I type list of Battlestar Galactica episodes. I scroll down until I find the link to Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just look at the little table of contents and click season two. And then I click on the season title or the episode title.
I actually just favorited that on my phone, so I can just go straight to it every time.
Why the fuck didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
Damn it.
See? Sometimes I think of things.
Damn it, you're so smart.
I know, right?
Motherfucking technology. See, I'm not networked. I am much like the Galactica. I'm big.
Yeah.
I'm a little slower. I'm getting old.
Uh-huh.
I don't network well.
I'm obviously the Pegasus.
Yes, clearly. Clearly. Because you are led by a bitch.
Oh. Oh.
Not really.
Yeah, your wife.
My wife?
No, no, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, my God. No, she's not the B word. That was mean.
Don't worry about it. She doesn't listen to this show.
I just want to say that your wife and I are in cahoots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the robot I've been fucking doesn't come up and shoot her in the head.
Oh, nice spin back into the...
Yes, thank you. So the latter half of the second episode.
Yes.
We're waiting for these kill orders to come down.
Mm-hmm.
All
the commotion is going on after the battle.
Which is exactly what they said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's going to be celebrating, so I need you to be near the commander or near the admiral.
Right.
And I will talk to you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, shit. And so when they called over, I was like, oh, my God, somebody's getting shot again or for the first time. I'm really glad that Adama made the choice that he did make.
Right. Me too. The whole time I was thinking, Adama, this isn't you. Why are you doing this? I mean, Rosalind and Adama both agreed that this was a good idea, and this completely goes against what both of them believe in.
Except Rosalind was the one that was, like, really for it. Like,
yeah, that was crazy.
Do it. But I think, like, she's near the end of her life, and she needs to know that her people are in a good spot, and I think that she's understanding of that.
Yeah.
At this juncture. Plus, she is the one that shot, you know, after promising that Cylon that she would spare him, she shot him out the airlock.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when, you know, you put her in the corner...
Yeah.
Nobody backs baby into a corner. That's all.
No,
I'm saying.
She's gonna claw somebody's eyes out.
Yeah. So yeah, I would see her making that call before I would see Adama doing it. Mm-hmm. I think maybe a part of why Adama didn't do it too is I don't think he wanted Starbuck to do it.
He didn't want to kind of like put that blemish
on his prodigal daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it was a fatherly decision as well to not do
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
You know, they said the theme of these two episodes, of course, was mortality. So you get little key scenes where, like, Adama, for no reason, unbuttons his shirt and looks at his scar in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the whole, like, battle with losing oxygen and the mm-hmm. wanting to die of Apollo and Cylon 6. The murder of the Admiral. My favorite one was Clifton and Starbuck walking in opposing directions, and they both wished each other happy hunting when they mm-hmm. were going to go kill the commanding officer of the other one.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Fucked up, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I guess you, in some way, you have Hilo and Tyrell, like, getting beaten with a pillowcase full of soap.
I know.
That's pretty, shows mortality.
It's amazing that they don't have anything better than bar soap. I'm just mm-hmm. saying.
Well, I mean, that's the best way to not leave bruises.
Yeah, no, I get it, but still. And that will leave a bruise. I don't care what you say.
Sounds like we need to throw up a YouTube video.
Oh, snap. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll get together on this one.
Okay. Sounds good.
Bring Brenton's camera with you next time you come over.
That amazing camera that we haven't used yet.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on this set of episodes? This will be our only Battlestar Brothel this week. I think I said that already.
Yeah.
We will come back to you next week with a new Battlestar, well, with a new Rancor's Brothel and a new Battlestar, a couple mm-hmm. Battlestar Brothels.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Nerds of the Roundtable episode to come out.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the time that people were listening to this, it came out yesterday, so please go and download the shit out of it.
Well, listeners, I'm excited that you listened to that roundtable issue.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All
trying to think
right.
ahead.
Giggity goo. Yep. Any other thoughts?
Just an amazing show. I'm enthralled every time I watch it. Everyone should pick it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a show. It's not just science fiction. People that don't like sci-fi like this show. If you like strong women, it's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
If you like just stark, dramatic scenes, it's a great show. If you like science fiction fantasy, it's a great show. It's got a little bit for everybody.
If you like good-looking women,
If you
That's
like
a
to see
great
Trisha
show.
Helfert's backside boob, because we saw it twice in this episode, and it was amazing.
If you like to have sex with toasters, probably a good show for you.
Yeah, unplug them, please. Please.
Well, that's part of the fun.
Oh, shocking.
So say we all, huh?
So say we all.
Ha 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 ha